Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. And not only am I always ready to talk business, I'm always ready to think about business, because you know, business is not a 5 o'clock world. Somewhere in the 1960s, there was a singing group called the Vogues from Turtle Creek, Pennsylvania, which is right outside of Pittsburgh, and they had a song, you know, it's a 5 o'clock world till the whistle blows and no one owns a piece of my time. And that's great advice for someone that has a job, isn't it? And all over Pittsburgh during the days when the factories were humming along across the Allegheny County and the Ohio River Boulevard, the factories would blow their whistle at 5 o'clock and the people would just stream out of the factories just as quickly as they could just to get out of there and to go get on their way home and get to their real life. But when we're in business, there is no whistle. There is no 5 o'clock whistle. It goes 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're thinking about business all the time. And as I always say, business people are born. It's in the DNA. It's something that you want to do. It's something that you have to do. You're not even sure why you're doing it. It's just, well, it's not an obsession. It's a calling. You want to be successful. And that's, of course, the plan, nature's plan. You create the jobs, you create the economy, you create the tax base for the country. You pretty much make things happen because you're in business. But I want you to know that it's perfectly normal to be thinking about business all the time. And hopefully you have a situation with your family that they do understand what you do and that you're not a workaholic. It's just you're a business person. You know, you may not be able to cite the statistics of your favorite sports team, but you can talk about your return on investment. You can talk about the closing ratio of your salespeople. You can talk about what product is absolutely moving in your company, where you want to go, what your plans are. And, you know, we don't see it as work. We see it as joy. But what I do want you to understand is even though you're not in a 5 o'clock world and you're thinking about it all the time, I want you to take one day a week, one day on the weekend, and I want you to get away from the business. I want you to do something fun. I want you to clear your mind. I want you to be distracted. And why? Because I don't want you to be thinking about business so much all the time with any relief from it, with any getting away from it, that you're not able to clear your mind, that you're not able to think straight. I mean, it's just a mistake to think that you, the business person, can work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, and not have your productivity effective. So let's be in business. We're not in a 5 o'clock world. Let's enjoy what we're doing. Let's play the game of business. Let's talk about business. Let's talk about business to other people, but let's have other activities at the same time. Let's put ourselves in a position where we're more rounded, where we experience different things, where we get out into the world, so that we just don't become someone who's chained to the business, someone who can't think of anything else, someone who's dull and boring. And even when you're talking to customers, if you're not interesting, if you are not getting out into the world and experiencing things, how can you talk to them? How can you make that connection? So let's remember why we're in business. We're in business because it's a calling. We're in business to make a profit. We're in business because it's what we do. But you are not a machine. You need downtime. This is Howard Lewinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.